The Larkspur City Council had debated the issue for nearly a year. It passed the measure Tuesday night 3-1. It caps rent increases in the city at 5% plus inflation, or 7%, whichever is lower. Mayor Gabe Paulson said he thinks the council reached a good compromise between the competing views.
I think the council's intention is to have something that will, to me, the adage is to keep the landlords in business and to keep renters in their places. And we're working our best to come up with a balance.
The city ordinance goes further than the current state rent control law, which sets rent increase limits at 5% plus inflation or 10%, whichever is lower. City Council member Catherine Way cast the dissenting vote on the council, which is down to 4 members for the time being, following the resignation of council member Kevin Haroff, who's now moving to Novato. Way argues that the issue would be better decided as a ballot measure.
I still think that would be the way to hear more voices than the 4 of us, because we're down to 4 now. And the 4 of us making a large economic policy decision that does not have the full weigh-in of all the constituents, I'm not sure that that would be our best approach.
Among other things, the ordinance includes an option for landlords to petition the city for higher increases if they feel their expenses justify it. However, they can't exceed the state limit. The ordinance will also complement a recent city no-fault eviction ordinance. Under that ordinance, Larkspur landlords would have to financially compensate renters for evictions that don't involve violations of the rules, like non-payment of rent. The ordinance takes effect early next month. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.